podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Likewise, all advice given is meant for entertainment and not to be taken seriously or utilized in any way. After all, one of the hosts isn't even a real person. Are you serious right now?
I give really good advice, really good advice. I give really good advice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit it, Kirsten.
No.
Hey, Mama Bears.
We're your hosts, Kirsten Rezka
and Blandy Cobbles.
And a big welcome back to the second season of our sleeper hit, Really Good Advice for New Moms. The podcast that isn't afraid to dive deep into the good, the bad, and the sometimes absolute hell of new motherhood. If you're new here, we're obviously fun, kind of silly, and very chatty. And from postpartum poops to navigating nap time, we're authentically real.
And we have some huge, huge news. If you haven't noticed, we've been resurrected from the shit pile of internet hashtag canceled because a real big time podcasting producer picked us up.
That's right. It's kind of a banana story, actually.
Kirsten, let me tell the story, okay? You know all the rules now.
Sure.
Turns out we are huge in the true crime community. People there love us. They use us to cleanse their minds after listening to child murder stories while vacuuming. And long story short, world-renowned media shill, Derbert Brindlestorm, has hired us to be the heroes of his story. We're his new queens of podcasting, and for only 85% of our revenue, he's willing to market us to the masses.
But on, like, a lot of conditions.
Yeah. The first one being that Kirsten can only speak 20% of the time, because it turns out audiences can only tolerate her for that long.
It's true. I didn't believe it at first, but after being sent several stats, it turns out that most of you stop listening to the podcast within about 30 seconds of me speaking, so I'm only allowed to speak for like 10 second stretches, and
yeah, that's enough, you know? Let's not get canceled again. Kirsten, why don't you tell everyone about our great new podcasting digs?
It's still your stepsister Stacia's bathroom.
Yeah, but Dante retiled it over the holidays, so it's really fancy now, and I could definitely see us holding meetings here for sure, and like maybe getting some bonbons to set on the sink over here, maybe some mints, a few pen holders, but like fill half of them with tampons just in case you need one.
Okay.
Welcome back, y'all. Hey, another top-notch update to our Podunk podcast is that we've got a sound designer now. This is Plevin.
What's good, ladies?
Damn, you got a smooth voice. Plevin's gonna be popping in to fact check us while making sure you can't hear too much of the spit in our mouths or when I accidentally slip a ripe one. He's also supposed to josh around with me a little to add comedic value. That's what Derbert said.
Why am I even here?
Derbert said we need someone to verbally nod along, and we also needed a consenting adult to sign contracts, which I wasn't willing to do.
I have real work I could be doing, Blandy, that makes, like, actual money.
Like modeling for Sears bathrobes?
Did someone contact you about that? Is there interest?
Let's let the fans know who we are and why they should care what we say, and then get this wild show on the road. Like I said, I'm Blandy, and I'm the proud fur mama of at least half a dozen asshole parents. Although, Cheddar is looking a little bloated lately, so that number could triple here in the near future.
Don't let her words confuse you, though. Blandy's a human. She's not a ferret or a furry. I mean, not that I'm judging that. All of everyone is welcome and embraced here. Please, please don't soundbite anything I've said in the last 15 seconds.
And Kirsten, she's got 5 kids. 3 sons, a stepdaughter, and another kid who is not labeled in any capacity. She actually doesn't know where it came from. There was just, like, some bright light and a loud honking. Some intense pain and ringing in her ears, and then this thing was just there. And yeah, she's been dealing with it ever since.
No, I think you're mistaking me for a YouTube documentary you watched. I just have 2 daughters with my husband. Pretty cut and dry.
Right, because you have a husband. What's that like?
Tiring. Speaking of being tired, There's a remedy for that. It's the buzzword or words of the year.
Vibrator?
No.
Hacksaw?
I have one if you need it.
No.
Coronavirus?
Yeah, but no. Self-care.
Oh, right.
Self-care isn't just the theme of this year. It's the theme of our entire second season.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I can handle that long of a bubble bath.
You don't have to. See, I don't really know what self-care is for you, Blandy. I can give vague suggestions, but in the end, I'm just going to be spouting what works for me, and we're all different.
Me especially. Can't tell me how to take care of myself, then why are we doing an entire season dedicated to the topic?
Because the term self-care has become such a tangle of ideas and information, and social media hashtag humble brags and arguments back and forth about what it is and what it isn't and who needs it most, especially related to motherhood. I'm not sure how we can get away with not addressing it. Are we even a podcast about motherhood if we don't? Google what is self-care and you're inundated with pages of contradictory think pieces by everyone from child-free 20-somethings who give their content away for free exposure to healthcare professionals on established medical sites, and none of them can unanimously define what the term means. So, I can only conclude that the whole thing is more of a concept than a concrete, hard, and fast methodology that we can implement into our everyday. Like, okay, for me, self-care is taking time away from my family to write in a quiet room. No distractions. It's something I've done since I was a little girl, and it brings me back to who I was before I became mom. And for you, self-care is...
It's paintball.
No, I was asking Blandy.
No, he was answering for me. That's part of our contract now, is it? I get breaks from having to talk and Plevin answers for me. Podcasting is hard, and it's taken a toll on me in so many ways. I just need to practice self-care by not doing it sometimes, but like still doing it. You know what I mean?
Oh. Wow, I had no idea that you were into that, Blandy. Paintball.
Right, self-care for me is actually taking road trips by myself to desolate locales.
Okay.
Oh, damn, Plevin, that's what I just did.
No way, where'd you go, Blandy?
Well, Kirsten, I gotta tell ya. I went on a little road trip in my rickshaw hoping to attract more Instagram followers, but it didn't work, because I had zero signal the entire 6 weeks I was gone. I only planned to be gone 3 days, but got massively lost. I had to be rescued by some local school kids who found me dehydrated in some bushes.
Aren't you guys marketed as friends? Kirsten, how did you not notice Blandy was missing for 6 weeks?
Okay, that's... No, we're good. Good. It's just that I was like in quarantine and I was trying not to pick up my phone because of all the bad news and stuff. And you know, it's a great reminder that we should check up on our friends, right? But also that sometimes self-care is distancing ourselves from our friends.
What?
Plevin, you're the sound guy. Like, please stop talking. See what I did there? Setting boundaries with Plevin is a form of self-care for me.
It kind of just seems mean.
Another example of self-care can be taking 5 minutes every morning to journal your thoughts about the day ahead. Getting your worries and anxieties untangled before you try to tackle them means less headspace dedicated to stress.
Yeah. I don't know, I journaled once and I just felt bad about myself afterward.
Okay. What made you feel bad?
Well, Stacia found my journal, and she read it in front of my mom and Ron, who was mom's best friend and one-time lover, so a pretty big deal. And Stacia's mom was there, who happened to be my dad's lover slash mistress slash eventual wife. I kind of care what she thought, too. And anyway, they were just all laughing at me. And at first I thought they were just feeling like giddy and joyful because I'm such a touching writer and storyteller. But then I started to think about the content of my entry and realized, no. I don't think that writing about getting my period for the first time while sledding down a snow hill without a sled is really a joyful experience.
Blandy, why didn't you have a sled?
Oh, my mom didn't believe in them. She just told me to rub some Crisco on the seat of my pants and just haul down.
Mr. Brindlestorm is texting me. He says to make sure Kirsten isn't talking too much.
What?
He says that he doesn't want to lose ads. He says that.
Plevin, that's enough. We'll wrap this up. But we hope our listeners won't. We'll be back with a full season of fresh episodes dedicated to self-care for moms.
And more stories about my mom and Ron.
If you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite listening platform so that the girls aren't canceled again. It would mean a lot to them, and it would mean a lot to me too. You seem like really nice people. Please don't prove me wrong. I don't like when humans do that to me.
Can I ask you a question?
Anytime. Yeah.
Do you trust Plevin?
I mean, that's a loaded question. 'Cause I don't really trust anyone.